Welcome to another episode of I'm No Rookie, the podcast for beauty, spa and wellness professionals ready to level up their careers and step into new and excited opportunities. So whether you're transitioning into teaching, building your personal brand or exploring leadership roles, this podcast is your go-to resource for strategies, stories and support. I'm your host Ayo, and today I'm talking about how to position yourself as a subject matter expert within the beauty and wellness industry. So you know, at the moment, when someone asks for advice, and you just know you have the perfect answer. Now imagine being that person on a much bigger scale where colleagues, industry professionals, and even brands seek you out for your expertise. That's what being a subject matter expert is all about. But here's the catch. It's not just about what you know, it's about how you show up and share that knowledge. And the best part, you don't need anyone's permission to start. You can begin positioning yourself as an expert right now. So let's dive in. So let's start with where to start, like the foundation of becoming a subject matter expert. It all focuses on you defining your niche. Think about it. When people need specific advice, they want to kind of go to someone who's truly kind of understands their problem. If you were searching for a PR expert within the spa industry, you wouldn't look just for any PR professional. You'll look for someone who specializes in spa and wellness and PR. So ask yourself, what do you want to be known for? What's your zone of genius? Maybe you're passionate about educating clients on skincare, for sensitive skin, for black skin, teaching advanced massage techniques, or helping beauty students kind of perfect their consultation skills. Here's a tip. The more specific you get, the easier it is for others to see you as the go-to person in that area. So when opportunities arise, you want your name to be the first that comes to mind. I remember a former colleague of mine who loved working with luxury skincare brands. Over time, she started kind of creating bite-sized tutorials for her team, focusing on high-end products and ingredients. Fast forward a couple of years and she was approached by a well-known skincare brand to become their in-house trainer. Why? Because she had positioned herself as a go-to expert in her niche. That's the power of defining your focus. It's like painting a flag in your industry and saying, this is my area of expertise. After you define your niche, it's now all about sharing it. Here's the truth. The knowledge you take for granted is exactly the thing someone else is searching for. Start by sharing what feels natural to you. If you're great at explaining skincare routines, breaking them down into simple steps. If you've mastered team management, share tips on motivating staff or boosting client retention. The key here is consistency. I know it can be challenging to find the time, but here's the trick that I use. I batch create my content. I dedicate sometimes a day or a weekend to brainstorm and produce posts. Then I schedule them in advance using tools like LinkedIn's native scheduler. I remember one of my early LinkedIn posts about the importance of creating personalized treatment plans. It was such a basic concept to so many people, but it ended up being one of my kind of best engagement posts. Why? Because what's second nature to you can be a revelation to someone else. So share your knowledge, and sharing that knowledge actually helps to build trust. And the more consistent you do it, the more people will come to see you as an authority in your field. So after we're sharing our knowledge, there are really fantastic ways of sharing that knowledge. And one of the things is all about stories. Think back to a time when you were captivated by a post or presentation or Instagram reel or video. It wasn't the data that hooked you. It was a story, the storytelling. Stories make information relatable and they leave a lasting impression. For example, I once posted about a time when I followed up with a spa client who hadn't kind of rebooked in months. That one follow-up call turned them into a loyal customer who eventually referred multiple friends. Sharing that story didn't just highlight the importance of client care, it showed how simple actions can create meaningful results. Your stories don't have to be dramatic. It doesn't have to elicit a reaction. Everyday experiences often carry the most powerful lessons. Think about moments where your knowledge or your approach made a difference and share those with your audience. Another thing I think is really important as part of kind of positioning yourself as an expert is building a network. Your network is your secret weapon, but it's not about the number of connections that you have. It's about the quality of the relationships that you build. Start by engaging with others in your industry. Comment on their posts, share insights, and start conversations. These small actions add up over time. That's one thing that I'm really bad at, and what I want to do a lot more in 2025 is to be more intentional with my engagement and building a network. I remember actually when I attended a wellness conference many, many years ago and feeling totally kind of out of my depth. Instead of kind of retreating to a corner, I kind of struck up conversations because I like to talk. And I struck up a conversation with one of the speakers who had presented the seminar. That one interaction led to long-term collaboration and some incredible opportunities. The same goes for online spaces like LinkedIn. Be active, visible, approachable. When people see you consistently showing up, they remember you when opportunities arise. Here's a golden rule. Even experts never stop learning. The beauty industry evolves consistently with new techniques, products, trends, emerging all the time. Staying on top of these kind of changes not only keeps you knowledgeable or keeps your knowledge fresh, but it also reinforces your credibility. For example, if you're already a skilled therapist, considering pursuing a qualification like the CIBTAT Level 3 Award in Education and Training, it not only formalizes your expertise, but also equips you with the tools to teach and inspire others effectively. Learning is an investment in yourself, and when you show up, you're committed to growth. Others will naturally gravitate towards you as a trusted expert. This is something that you see quite often on LinkedIn. When someone says they've completed a qualification, they've gained a new certification, and they're sharing their knowledge. This is what's seen across different networks, even when people are not connected to you. Just remember, people that are connected to you and respond to your post, also then it makes sure that your post is shown to their connections. It's amazing. Becoming a subject matter expert absolutely doesn't happen overnight. Some people are lucky and it does, but in general, it doesn't. But if you start it this year, 2025, if you start defining your niche, sharing what you know, and building meaningful connections, the beauty, spa, and wellness industry will see you as a professional. The beauty industry needs professionals like you, people who are willing to inspire, to educate, and lead. Thank you so much for joining me on this episode of I'm No Rookie. And if you found this episode helpful, share it with a colleague or friend who's ready to level up their career. Remember, you're no rookie in this field. It's time to step into your next chapter. Stay confident, keep inspiring, and I'll see you in the next episode.